1738 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and we have a special treat this morning. Eric Randall, who is the chief of Pensacola Police, joins us. Chief Randall joins us every once in a while. Mike would normally, but every once in a while we get Chief Randall online. Hey, Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. How is everybody doing?
We're doing great. Good to hear from you, sir. By the way, I think we just passed a year and maybe about a month since you've been on the job. So, congratulations. You know, kind of the, you know, once you're doing something for 2 weeks, it's been 2 weeks. It's a month. It's been a month. When it's over a year, it's been forever. So it's always the way it's been. So, congratulions on passing that 1 year milestone. A lot of very interesting things happened this week. The most recent one is we just had, I think, an arrest for Mike Kimbrell, local homeless activist and a good friend of mine, personally a friend of the show, he's been on many times. He was arrested for cutting the lock off of the portalettes that were downtown, provided by the DIB. The DIB actually has to provide those. It's not provided by the city directly. To me, this is a, you know, even if you disagree with the policy, you can't just deface property because you disagree with the policy, right?
That's correct. And we learned about that. It had been going on for quite some time. We were trying to figure out what exactly is going on. So ultimately, we did some things and wound up catching them in the act and, you know, trying to address it. And ultimately, we wound up with the charge coming out. So,
and it's a reminder of what we often hear from Officer Wood, which is that you guys don't have the discretion of what laws to enforce. You're tasked with enforcing the laws that are on the books by the state or by the city of Pensacola, right?
Yes, sir. That is exactly it. I mean, you know, just because you don't agree with the policy or the law doesn't mean you can, you know, go against it, because, I mean, ultimately, I mean, there's accountability. I mean, and, you know, you're going to have to be held accountable for your actions. And if you disagree with something, there are appropriate ways to deal with it besides violating the established law and damaging people's property.
And I mean, look, for a citizen, I am expected to obey the laws I disagree with. That's the nature of having a law. And for a police officer, you are expected to enforce the laws, whether you agree with them or not. I mean, that's the nature of having these laws. There was another kind of a similar sort of thing, not exactly the same, but similar. One of the candidates for District 4 in Escambia County, Stan McDaniels, your officers had to arrest him or put out a warrant for him. And then, you know, he surrendered. But because he was openly carrying a firearm on the 4th of July, when I watched the video of all of this, the thing that I took away from it is when your officers are dealing with a case like this, you never know for sure what's happening. And that's like a level of anxiety. But again, you have to interact with the public and deal with things and try to figure out what's happening and be safe and execute the law, right? We were just talking about the charges against Dan McDaniel for openly carrying a firearm. When you watched that video, what was kind of your assessment of how your officers behave?
I think they did really, really good. You know, and the officers, you know, they don't, like you said, they don't know what they're responding to. We got a call about an individual out there that was armed. And so, you know, we try to take every necessary precaution that we can, try to, you know, respond with care and understanding. And you know, like you said, we have the law that we have to enforce, you know, and in the state of Florida, there is no open carry. I know there's been conversation about it, but there's no open carry. I mean, you have to have a concealed weapons permit and conceal the weapon until, you know, the legislature, you know, takes action to change the law. But, you know, the officers are faced with decisions to make, and, you know, they, you know, seized the firearm. They didn't make a physical arrest at that time. They went and sought a warrant, and the individual turned himself in. So, but that's another example of, you know, the law is out there. We're out here to enforce the law in the best way possible to make sure everyone stays safe. And just because you disagree with the law, disobeying it, you know, creates issues, creates challenges. But there are appropriate ways to go about doing it, because, I mean, when we respond, I mean, we're going to do our job. We're going to be the police. We're going to be the police in a very respectful, way, but we're going to enforce the law.
You know, one of the things that I said when I was talking about this the other day was that, you know, part of my problem with the way this was done was that he put stress on your officers, and who knows how this could have all turned out. I mean, somebody carrying a gun around, you just, you know, and it was loaded and chambered, so, okay, you never know what can happen. My recommendation after the fact would have been, hey, call PPD and tell them, you know what, I'm going to be out on this corner, here's what I'm going to be doing, I expect to be arrested, I don't mind you arresting me, I'm going to cooperate fully, but I just didn't want to have this be a surprise on you. There was none of that. He didn't warn you in advance or anything like that, right?
No, not at all. And just remember what happened on the 4th of July. Remember what the country was dealing with earlier that day.
Yeah.
So we had the situation in Highland Park. We're getting ready to prepare for 4th of July fireworks where we have thousands of people downtown. So, I mean, it just adds to the stress that the officers are dealing with when they respond to these things. So I think that may have got lost in all the stuff. I mean, we've had a number of incidents in this country, you know, where people have been shot in mass shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, we had our own one here in Pensacola last month. But, you know, like you said, Andrew, that, you know, there's an appropriate way to do things, and that's probably, you know, your suggestion was the best way to do it, you know, knowing that you're going to get charged with that, you know, violation of the law. So.
You know, that's an excellent observation about what had happened earlier in that day. I wasn't even thinking about that in connection with all this, but that's a great point. We were talking a moment ago about the mass shooting events that have happened, and I wanted to get your reaction to something that happened about 2 days ago. Over the last 2 days, there's been a widespread sharing of this video from inside the Uvalde school. It's a horrific thing to think about. When I watch this video, I just get angrier and angrier because I know how we train. I know how our local police and sheriffs responded, like to the NAS Pensacola shooting, and you know how quickly we respond and how we train for that. What was your reaction to watching that video?
I was horrified watching that video, and I actually sat and watched the whole video from beginning to end. You know, it was quite like almost an hour long, the one I watched, and just to see the things that were going on, and you know, hearing the amount of gunfire, and if you listen closely, you can hear the babies screaming. And you know, in situations like that, you know, we put our life on the line, and it's about the priorities of life. You know, innocent victims, innocent citizens, and you know, are at the top of that priority. And as law enforcement, you got to do what you got to do, you know, to get into an environment. And sometimes you got to use some unusual ways to get into an environment. Sometimes you get stuck in the training, but you got to look at unusual methods, you know, using, you know, vehicles, using different things. I mean, because that is a critical situation where time is of the essence to save as many lives as you can to stop that shooter. But that is, that was a horrifying video to watch, an emotional video to watch. And my heart go out to the families and to that community that experienced that. And, you know, looking for answers, looking for why this happened. And, you know, law enforcement took a beating on that. But we all, you know, have to look at that and reevaluate the things we do, make sure we have the latest and greatest in training techniques, the right mindset, and understand the priorities of life.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And in fact, I think of how we know our local law enforcement responded during the NAS Pensacola attack. We know a couple of years ago, former Chief Leiter equipped all of the cruisers with long barrel rifles so that you have the firepower in order to respond. Every officer, that was after the Dallas shooting against the cops. And it, you know, you train and equip for the horrible situation, and then you're ready for it because, you know, you play like you train, you know, you fight like you train. And I appreciate that we don't do it that way, and that our reaction to that is the same kind of horrific. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Chief, and I like to end on a good note. Okay, if we can't always end on a good note. You guys recently had the donut strike for MANA, right? Which is to give up donuts in order to raise awareness and raise money and food for a local charity, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Every year. And you know, Andrew, I'll tell you, you know, when I got here last year and they told me about the donut strike, I thought it was a big joke that was playing on me. Didn't realize it was something real, but yes, it is an amazing event that we put on every year in conjunction with MANA.
Oh, no, it's wonderful. Oh, I just remembered, I did have one other thing that I wanted to ask you about. You know, we all know the Blue Angels cruiser that PPD has. Also recently, Sheriff Chip Simmons unveiled that they have the Vet, right, for the sheriff organization has a Vet. My question for you is, which car is faster, and have you had a chance to find out? Do you think you could take the Vet?
It's not about fast. It's not about how fast you get there. It's how you finish. It's but what we call the Blue Angel Tahoe, the Bat, I think it's the most amazing vehicle. Yeah, we got the Corvette, but it's about how you finish. The Blue Angel vehicle is going to win the hearts and minds every time.
I love it. I'm so glad I asked. Chief Eric Randall from the Pensacola Police Department. Again, congratulations on the job now over a year and a month being here. I appreciate you. Thanks for the time this morning. Thanks for what you do to serve the community. I appreciate it.
Yes, Andrew, and thank you for what you do as well. We truly appreciate your service, the radio and news, and things of that nature. Appreciate it.
You're very kind.